Okay, I want to mention from a story I mentioned last on Shabbos that I said that it says in the pasuk that loisoyve elav l'sishma, loisoyve elav l'sishma. Rashi learns one way, but the Ramban brings Chazal to say another way. I want to say maybe that's referring to two reasons why a person will be subject to becoming meisis u'mediach, to becoming under the hashpah of avodah zara. One is loisoyve elav, one is l'sishma. Based on the Goyin. So the Goyin says, it's based on the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra, a famous drasha, says that Amar Shmuel ben Nachman and Biyochanan Ma'idik said, Alkein Yomer Hamoishlim Boyu Cheshboin. He wants to know what are these two things. The Moishlim is Moishlim b'Yitzram, and Boyu Cheshbin is Boyu v'Nechashav Cheshboinah Shel Olam. What are these two things? So Zok Goyin is that there's two problems that a person could have that take them away from Avodas Hashem. One is that they make a bad Cheshbin. They make a bad cheshbon that they think that a mitzvah is an aver. They think an aver is a mitzvah. Mr. Yosef Sharma says in the beginning that a person is when it's choshech, so he could even think that the wrong thing is the right thing. So he could end up making a toys in cheshbon what he's supposed to be doing. So memela, that's the first thing. The second thing is that a person knows what's right, but nice, he can't control his taivus, he can't control his yetzara, and nice, he's nichshal because he follows his yetzara. He can't control himself to do what he taka thinks is right. So b'meila, zokter, a lot of different times in Chazal, you see, or in the Torah, you see different things. This is referring to these two ideas. So he says here in the Chazal, is a moishlam b'yitzram, is the person that's moishal b'yitzray. That he can control himself to do what he's right. That's the first thing. Al ken yomer moishlim. And then he says, "Boyu cheshben, make a cheshben of schar mitzvah can I get a seida to know what to do." The cheshben is you know what to do, is you know what's right, you know what's wrong. And the other thing is the moishal b'yitzram. He says that's what leiv tar brali alkin ruach nochin chadish b'kirbi. His leiv tar means. The I shouldn't have a taiva to do ra, is the shavtahar natuma, and ruach nochen chadish b'kiri is the ruach nochen is the das to do the right thing. So he says, but that's what we were mentioning. He says also, that's the in Chazal when in Mishlei where it says derech chaim techachas musar. There's two things that a person needs is techacha and musar. She said, "These are the two things. Techacha zeh chachech techech samisecha. You should prove you should prove. It's like malashon achon. You should prove. You should know. You should do what's right. You should know what's right. Umusar is liaser satzma b'dvar ma'machnia m'shabrim liboy b'chdeshi yisakein ma'isav lahaba. Olaharchigas atzma mimasharog elasa ismach masergel ara. And to get out of your hergel is the musar." To get out of the hergel, to get out of your taiva, to lemaisa do what you know is right, that requires musar. So, okay, now it comes out from the Goyin. So this is an interesting shinoi, I'm not sure how to explain it really, but the Sfasemes says a very similar thing in the parasha. Shoiftim v'shoichim titan l'chalak, all the mepharshim say, it means not just, it's referring to Al-Pi of the Zohar, it's not referring to just shoiftim and shoichim, in the judicial system, but it's referring to over a person as well. And the Sfasema says it's referring to two chalokim where a person has a nisoyin. And it's these two things. Is yesh, he says it a few places. He says, shoiftim hu haskamas hadas v'aratzon. The shoifit is judging what you have to do, what not to do. So you have to know what not to do. And the shoiter is the one that is in charge of implementing that whatever was decided to do, whatever the rules are, the shoiter makes sure that the rules happen. So then a person, yeah, it's mamash the same two problems that the Goyin speaks out. So the solution that you have to have on those two issues, a shoifet and a shoiter. Shoifet is you have to know, you have to know what's right. And the shoiter helps the person implement that according to what he knows is correct. There is a machlokes here between the goyin and the shasemes about, like this, about, and there's a mahalach in both, and the shaila is which one comes first in this idea. In this idea that you have to have a shoiter and you have to have a shoifet. You have to do what's right, and you have to be able to control yourself to do what you know is right, and you have to know that you have a good seichel yashar and a good shikol hadas to know to do what's right. So which one comes first? So I thought, pashtus, that you have to know what's right first, because if you don't know what's right, so how are you going to implement it? Which is what Sfasema says in his system of shoifet and shoiter. So he says the first thing is you have to have a seichel yashar. You have to do what's right. And then you have to implement, and he says that's what Chazal means, that first a person has to mekabel ol malchus shemayim, and then he's tchila v'achakach ol mitzvahs. So he says that's what that means. Ol malchus shemayim means is that I'm mekabel to do the Ratzon Hashem. And so he's, I'm focused on the Ratzon Hashem, I'm focused on doing the ol mitzvahs, it's doing it l'maisa. And that's shoifet v'shoiter, and that's what he says. Maisa, the going says not like that. Because in this thing, first of all, he says, "Akin yom ramoishlim boyu cheshboin." So he says, "Yo hamoishlim is hamoishlim beruchom boyu cheshboin." Let's make a cheshboin shalolam. So he says, first you have to be moishel berucha. You have to first conquer the second thing. You have to first be able to have your tithe in your hand, and you have to be able to be moishel, and then you can make a cheshboin shalolam. Says Leif Tar. Like we said, Leif Tar is referring to the Taivas, is referring to removing the Tumah. Leif Tar, Baralakim, then Ruach Nochen Chandish Bekirbi. So the Goyin L'Chayra comes out, the opposite, is that the Cheshbon is the person has to first work on taking control over themselves, and then they can go ahead and make Cheshbon Eshalayla. So I thought originally Sasemis is Mahalach is more Mestaber, meaning how can you go try to work on doing what's right? You don't even know what's right yet. But L'Chay the Goyin is saying is that Kozman, a person, is in control, is their Yetzirah controls them. So the Yetzirah's goof are going to control them to make the wrong cheshbon. The method of the Yetzirah on a good person is not going to be go and sleep late. And Mishach, no, he's going to say, oh, you're very tired, you need a lot of krichas to learn, you need krichas for the day, you're going to wake up now, you're going to have a bad day, your whole Seder is going to be messed up. So he's going to kufa, make the cheshbon for you. So Mistama, what the Goyin is saying, is that it's impossible to make the proper cheshbon when a person is not Sholot B'Yitzram. Then the Cheshbon's goof are going to be Mole Negias and Mole their personal way of looking at something. So he brings a lot of places. He brings another place where he shvires this idea from a Pasuk, very good Shmak Pshat, in a Pasuk in Yeshaya. A pasuk in Yeshaya. He says, "Lemer laasurim tzu, laasher b'choshech higalu." So he says, "Lemer laasurim is these people that are tied down to the Yetzirah. So you have to get out of the Yetzirah. Laasher b'choshech higalu is your b'choshech then become clarity. You get clarity. But if the Yetzirah is moishel on the person, so then it's not shayach that a person can make the cheshbon. So could be a person could say that really it's both are true. In something, when a person's Isaac, it's the Me'el, and the person wants to Steig, there's two parts. One is taka, something that's very challenging for the person. Right now, he's Isaac, he's deep inside something. He's working to figure out how to get out of a problem. He struggles with something. Over there, it's not Shayach, similar to Rabbi Yonah, whatever, it's not Shayach to make a cheshbon. What's right? What's wrong? Until the Yetzirah is not conquering him in that inyan. So then he has to first work on taking control that he's Moshe Baruchai. He's Moshe Baruch, and then he could start conquering it and making a cheshbon and saying, this is not right, this is not right. And he's a good person, he wants to do the right thing, but he was never able to really do it because he's so shakua in that, in shakua there. But in something where it's not his nisayon right now, he's not struggling with that particularly. So he's looking, maybe I could take something on, maybe I could steig in a certain area. Could be over there, you have the other mahalach, that once a person makes the cheshbon, he's not struggling with that. It's not the Yitzhar is conquering him in that thing. So over there, he has to talk, have a maybe the other way. He has to make a cheshbon. He has to see, is there something that I can improve in that area? Is there something I could do better? I'm doing good, and now I could maybe take it up a notch. I could talk and do something more. So there, a person has to make a cheshbon. Am I talking doing enough? I'm doing good. I don't feel like this is a struggle, but maybe I'm not pushing myself enough. Maybe I'm not doing enough in this or that area. On that, a person can make a cheshbon first and say, is there more that I could do? Can I be better in this? Can I be better in that? I'm not nichshal in this all the time. It's not my biggest challenge. But might say I could do more. So over there, maybe they have the other mahalach. The mahalach is first analyze the thing. See, where can I do better? Where can I? And then when a person puts a shofet and says, okay, this is something I can do, then he has to go and implement it and be shalit beruchai to go do it. Barak upon him, this is the Sfasana speaks out of the parasha, and the Goyin speaks out. This is a big yisoid in general, and there's matzia that perhaps these are two mahalchim and how to use these address these two challenges of that the Goyin speaks out. Is that he doesn't see it properly and he has to be shalit beruchai, and there maybe there's a mahalach to see them both true. So it's together the parashas, together the days of Elul, in both ways. It's some things that we have to just improve. We're not doing so good. There's things that are a problem for us. We struggle in an area. That's one thing. A person has to conquer it first, maybe. And then this time, a person wants to think about how they could shtag. They have to maybe make a cheshbon. What's the right way to shtag? What's the right thing to do? Maybe speak it with a chaver, speak it with somebody else and has a tfis on it. And they can make a cheshbon on what they can do. And then they can implement that. Shabbos.